Thanks, Dal. And good afternoon, everyone. I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to you about the advancements and the improvements that we've made on the way we deliver our projects. I plan to cover two key topics. First, our established industry standard best practices for project delivery, specifically in the areas of governance and assurance, study development, execution, control and risk, and people and culture. Second, I'll highlight how we've strengthened the rigor and discipline in applying these practices, incorporating key insights from our QB independent review and lessons learned across our project portfolio. We know that well-developed and consistently implemented governance and assurance processes are fundamental to successful project delivery. This requires balancing unique aspects of each individual project with standardized governance and assurance frameworks. It takes time and discipline during early study phases to determine the optimal project cost, project scope, and schedule, along with the execution strategy to deliver an investment case that results in the greatest value proposition. But setting up a project for success is only the beginning of successful project delivery. And we have certainly gained a greater appreciation for controlling execution through accurate forecasting, using real-time data analytics and comprehensive safety and risk management processes. These are key to delivering on the investment value identified during those study phases. And of course, we recognize that at the heart of a successful project, execution is our people. And taking the time to create a culture of collaboration and transparency is critical to enable our talent to perform at their best. Tech is focused on accelerating development of our growth projects reliably, predictably, and transparently. And we've learned that ingraining high levels of rigor and discipline in the application of our established structures around governance and assurance, study development, execution control and risk management, and people and culture is critical to our continued success. So let's start with our governance and assurance framework. Our enhanced model now incorporates a stage-gated approach with clear roles and responsibilities and expectations at each phase. At every gate, we assess whether to advance the project, confirming that the investment value drivers are met, the expected efforts are achieved, and risks are adequately identified and mitigated. Tech's capital allocation framework guides our decisions on project execution and timing, while our updated project standard ensures rigorous discipline throughout that process. According to the project standard, all major projects must pass through our stage gate process and undergo an independent review before moving forward. If a project doesn't meet expectations, the investment committee will either halt it or keep it in its current phase until all the necessary work is complete. Recently, a small capital project presented to the investment committee and was denied entry into pre-feasibility. This was a result of unmet requirements. It was directed to reevaluate its stage gate criteria and collaborate with project assurance to address these gaps. This example clearly demonstrates our increased discipline in action. Study development brings together experts from projects, from operations, from finance, sustainability, and safety, ensuring a balanced approach to finding the best path to value. Our study teams leverage their experience to challenge assumptions and perform conceptual benchmark analyses. Early cross-disciplinary engagement helps us assess technical feasibility and key trade-offs, enabling us to optimize capital expenditure and maximize returns, with a focus on prioritizing projects that strengthen our portfolio. Like many projects, there is often a natural tendency for teams to become emotionally invested. While this drives teams to pursue the most optimal project outcome, it can also lead to a protective mindset over their work. To address this, we've shifted our approach in study development emphasizing an owner's mindset with a focus on taking accountability for outcomes, for identifying improvements to the business case, and prioritizing sustainable, value-driven decision-making. In the end, if after the effort is applied, the business case suggests the project shouldn't be prioritized within our portfolio, it can still be considered a successful outcome of the project team. Our job as the project team is to do exceptional work, analyze all options, and provide the data. This approach empowers portfolio reviews through clear data and scenario analyses, allowing our project team to support tech in allocating capital effectively to drive our corporate strategy. Execution, control, and risk management is the area where we've made the greatest improvements. My personal expectations for performance in this area is high. It's fundamental to strong project delivery and is an absolute non-negotiable. Historically, tech relied heavily on EPCM service providers with limited in-house systems and tools, which made achieving a single source of truth for decision-making challenging. Additionally, we didn't invest enough time during study phases to fully optimize our project execution strategies. In 2024, we've dedicated time to address this by developing tailored, thoughtful execution strategies and collaborating with service providers and contractors who share our culture, share our approach, and share our definition of success. We've implemented industry-leading systems in support of projects in end-to-end project planning and project execution. Integrated, these systems provide a single source of truth and near real-time data to support our decision-making. Early planning also lets us explore things like offsite fabrication, increasing optionality to reduce cost, risk, and time by bringing the work to the talent instead of the talent to the work. Altogether, these efforts have significantly expanded our capacity to identify risks early and engage in a more proactive mitigation planning approach. And anyone who knows me knows that this is my favorite topic. The combination of people and culture is truly the magic ingredient that ensures all of our structures, our systems, processes, and tools are working together to drive success. We are fortunate to have a team of over 250 highly skilled project professionals who bring a wealth of experience from projects across the world. They've worked on projects of varying scales in diverse cultures with different execution strategies, adding rich layers of expertise to our team. To meet the demands of our project portfolio, we have made great strides in securing world-class talent. Our advantage lies not only in our attractive project portfolio, but also in being an employer of choice. This gives us the ability to attract the best people. Through our experience, we've learned the importance of fostering the right project culture. When I assumed responsibility for the QB2 project in late last November, amongst the first things we did was drive a strong, focused, and intentional shift in culture that supported the improved trajectory of the project. Our primary focus was deeply embedding an owner's mindset, leveraging our values of transparency, accountability, empowerment, and empowerment of the team, and prioritizing collaboration and early warning. A very simple example that I can offer is our cost, scope, and schedule alert. It was established using the basis of our safety system. Similar to when a safety incident occurs, there's an immediate notification issued broadly when an unexpected cost, schedule, or scope change occurs, and an alert is issued. This is a no-blame process intended to share the issue early, even if all the answers aren't quite known. By doing so, we emphasize the preservation of the investment, and we enable the broader brain of the company to solve the problem such that the investment case isn't eroded. In QB2, we had this play out at the port. Our talented pre-commissioning leader alerted leadership broadly of a possible multi-week delay in first shipment because of a quality issue. There was a broad lean-in to support the team and to remove any barriers. In the end, The potential schedule delay was prevented, and the timeline for first shipment was maintained. On my subsequent visit to the port, I had a conversation with that pre-commissioning leader and the entire project leadership team about the experience. I commended them all for bringing the risk to our attention and for prioritizing getting to the solution. It was a great moment where we all reinforced our commitment to high performance and to first shipment. A clear example of an owner's mindset, taking accountability, proactively addressing issues, and being resourceful and collaborative in solutioning. So I explained our enhanced project delivery model in general terms and how we've been applying key learnings to supplement and enhance our existing frameworks and structures. So now what I'll do is talk about how we leverage this model in the execution of our near-term projects. For each of the four project priority projects, I'll talk about a key item that's being focused on to ensure that we continue with our success. So let's start with the QB optimization and debottlenecking project. Although we are focused on key items in all four areas, critical to this project is the study development. The study development will focus on a phased approach, starting with the optimization and debottlenecking, to be completed prior to another expansion. The focus will be on long-term value creation and integrating the work plan with the permitting strategies. The team's mandate is to identify least cost investment opportunities that unlock the full potential of this facility. If we move on to the Highland Valley Copper Mine Life Extension project, this project relies on establishing clear execution strategies based on embedded digital systems and structured key performance indices that have been established for continuous performance monitoring. A tier one service provider, as Brock mentioned, has been engaged, and the project team is focused on mitigating risks and identifying value creation opportunities by bringing in contractors to participate in our approach to construction and the execution strategy development. The strategy includes a significant focus on safety and sustainability through design and utilizing modularization strategies to reduce site labor and mitigate impacts of construction at the operating facility. Continuing on with our Zafranal asset, here we've prioritized a focus on people and culture. In fact, we've taken key leaders from the team that successfully changed the trajectory of QB2 and implemented a culture of performance, transparency, and empowerment, and moved them to Peru to lead this priority project. Having worked in various locations, including Peru, this team understands and appreciates the nuances of construction in various regions and jurisdictions, and embedding this understanding into the execution strategy, and we are partnering with local service providers and world-class talent, world-class experts to ensure successful delivery. And finally, our San Nicolas Copper Zinc project. As Jonathan and Dale both mentioned, Teck has selected a partner in this 50-50 joint venture with strong experience in Mexico. In order to ensure collective success, we have prioritized establishing a structured and transparent governance process to support shareholder alignment and advancement of the project through the stage gates. Structured and consistent governance and assurance will ensure alignment is maintained. We leverage the capabilities and offerings both partner organizations have, and we maintain pace in execution. I just want to close my presentation back on this slide. I've appreciated the opportunity to share an enhanced approach to project delivery and how we will deliver on our commitment to continuous improvement. As you've seen, we are keenly focused on accelerating development of our growth projects reliably, predictably, and transparently, leveraging a strong foundation of governance and assurance, study development, execution control and risk management, and people and culture. We are well positioned for the execution of our exciting portfolio of near-term projects, delivering value to Teck, our shareholders, our people, and the communities we influence. I will now hand over to Crystal Pristai, our CFO.